USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States passed the grim milestone Monday of 500,000 deaths from COVID-19. That's nearly 20% of the known global COVID deaths. President Biden has ordered flags at the White House flown at half-staff to honor the victims of the nearly year-long pandemic. He held a vigil at the White House Monday evening, paying tribute to those lost.
The people we lost were extraordinary. They spanned generations. Born in America, immigrated to America. But just like that, so many of them took their final breath alone in America. As a nation, we can't accept such a cruel fate. While we've been fighting this pandemic for so long, we have to resist becoming numb to the sorrow. We must do so to honor the dead, but equally important, care for the living, those who left behind.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
The Supreme Court has ruled in the case of former President Trump's tax records. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The Supreme Court cleared the way for a New York prosecutor to obtain President Trump's tax records. The High Court demanded tax records remain shielded from public disclosure. The subpoenas spanned documents from January 2011 to August 2019, including his tax records from accounting firm Mazars. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the family of an 11-year-old Texas boy who died during last week's winter storms has sued a power company and the state's electric grid operator. The suit against Entergy and the Electric Reliability Council of Texas accuses the companies of gross negligence, alleging they could have prevented the conditions that led to the boy's death by properly preparing their equipment against winter weather. The boy was found unresponsive in an unheated mobile home. The family believes he succumbed to hypothermia. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The House Budget Committee advanced a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill Monday, clearing the first major hurdle for the measure. Tim Berg has more on the opposition to that bill from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The $1.9 trillion coronavirus rescue package proposed by House Democrats would increase the cost of living for many and kill jobs. That's according to the leading Republican on the House Budget Committee, Jason Smith. Meanwhile, Democrat from Pennsylvania, Matt Cartwright of the House Appropriations Committee, says we need to come together as a country and as a Congress to vote for this bill.
Let's come together as Republicans and Democrats and get it done. I totally agree with President Biden. I'd really like to see Republican buy-in on this.
Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise is no fan of the stimulus bill.
The $15 minimum wage, what does that have to do with COVID relief? Those small businesses are going to have an even harder time coming back when you go to a $15 minimum wage. These things have nothing to do with COVID.
Scalise speaking there on Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the NCAA will allow a limited number of fans at next month's Division I men's basketball tournament. Up to 25% of capacity will be allowed at the venues for all rounds of the tournament, including the Final Four being held at Lucas Oil Stadium. Masks and social distancing will also be required. The entire tournament will be held in and around the Indianapolis area, with teams staying in a bubble-like area around the Indiana Convention Center. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.